Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello there, Oscar. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Good, glad to hear it. So, what's going on the island this weekend? What's going on?
Oh, Great Barns Acoustic Night.
What acoustic night? So, whereabouts is that?
Ventnor Winter Gardens, Pier Street, Ventnor, Isle of Wight.
Excellent. What can we expect at the Winter Gardens then, at this acoustic night?
It's a top music evening which runs every other Thursday. Greg showcased top island talents and fellow acoustic artists, and he will also be singing some of his own materials as well.
Oh, that's good. And so he's doing his own songs. Is there a chance for everyone else to get up and have a go?
There's also open mic afterwards for other talent artists to get up and have a go.
Oh, that's really good. So it's a big music fest. Brilliant. So when does this take place?
It takes place on Saturday the 18th of January. It starts at 7:30 and ends at 11 p.m. For more information, you can phone 01983 857757.
Excellent. That sounds brilliant. Well, thanks for talking to me today, Oscar.
All right, thank you, Nicola.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Now for the top 10 hit singles and album chart for the week. At number 10, Let You Down by NF. Number 9, Wolves by Selena Gomez and Marshmallow. Number 8, Barking by Rams. Number 7, 17 by MK. Number 6, Miss You by Clean Bandit. Number 5, Havana by Camila Cabello. Number 1, Anyway, Anywhere, Redor. Number 3, Man's Not Hot by Big Fat. Number 2, River by Eminem. And number 1, Perfect Duet by Ed Sheeran and Beyonce.
Hi there, Kaylee. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Good. Glad to hear it. So, I know you're a bit of a TV addict. I know you like your American sort of TV series. What are you watching on telly at the moment? What's really good?
Blacklist.
Blacklist. Now, I've never heard of this. It's something completely new. What happens in Blacklist? What is the idea of the show? What's it all about?
Well, it's about this one single lady who's, like, in a relationship with a man called Tom. Then she's basically, like, trying to find her life, like, trying to wonder who she is and why is she here with this man that she's in a relationship with. The agency find their most wanted, called Raymond Reddington, and then he helps Liz find Bill and the Fire to now.
Sort of a crime series.
Yeah.
I am quite into those sorts of things. So whereabouts is Blacklist set?
America, Washington DC.
Who are the main characters in Blacklist?
Raymond Reddington, obviously the most wanted. Liz.
Oh, so the bad boy of the group. Yeah.
And, Liz, Elizabeth Keen.
Okay.
Short for her full name.
So who's your favourite, if you had to pick a favourite character from Blacklist, who would it be?
It has to be Raymond Reddington. He's just so funny.
Is that the bad one?
Yeah.
Oh, you go for the baddies, I see. So what is it that you love about this TV series? What's so good about it?
Just a lot of banter, really. Like, in the new series, Raymond is, like, staying in the hotel, and he goes, you love the place? He goes, you live in a motel. So it's, like, very funny to, like, hear.
Yeah. So it's quite a serious sort of crime series, but it's got a bit of dark humour in there as well.
It does, yeah.
That's good. So if you had to pick your favourite bit out of the whole series, now, you've told me that you've been watching this series for about 5 years?
Yeah, around about.
That's a long time. So out of those 5 years, what would you say was your favourite storyline so far?
I think first series, when we first be introduced by Raymond, he's like in this box cell and he goes, I only speak of Elizabeth Keen, wrestler who's one of the secret agents. He goes, who the hell is Elizabeth Keen?
that's your favourite, like, bit.
Yeah, it's my favourite bit, when we first get introduced to the bad guy.
Well, I look forward to hearing more reviews, you know, later on this year about other things you've watched, because I know you do watch a lot of these series. You're into stuff like Prison Break and things like that, aren't you? But that's excellent. Well, thank you for talking to me today, Kaylee. See you later.
Hi, it's Connor here. The Isle of Wight Council and the Salvation Army have made a plea for volunteers to help the homeless this winter. The Salvation Army Homeless Service on the Isle of Wight is opening its doors from now until the end of March this year. Barry Abraham, the Isle of Wight Council Cabinet Member for Planning and Housing, said, "We do all we can to provide emergency support to people and prevent them from ending up on the streets, and the council is extremely grateful to the Salvation Army in helping us to support the vulnerable homeless this winter." Mr. Abraham emphasises the need for support from the local community. He says, "The more people or business that are helping us, the better prepared we are to provide sanctuary and support to those people facing the prospect of a cold and lonely winter. The Salvation Army aims to provide hot food and a warm bed at the new night shelter 7 days a week throughout the cold winter months." The Salvation Army, the winter shelter, provides an emergency response to broken people on the Isle of Wight that are homeless. Together, as one community, we can help broken people rebuild their lives. Any individuals, groups or businesses interested in volunteering are urged to email the Salvation Army for further information. That's it from me this week.
Hi, it's Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Kayla some questions. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, what movie can you watch over and over again without getting tired of?
Harry Potter.
Okay, what strange food combinations do you really enjoy?
I have none.
Well, I enjoy jacket potato with cheesy leeks. Okay, where is the most unusual place you have ever been?
There was a place in America. I can't remember what it was called, but it was really
good. I had to look it up then. What's the most expensive thing you have ever broken?
My brother bought a glass with like a blue thing around it and I broke it.
Oh dear. And finally, what outdoor activity haven't you tried but like to do?
Water skiing.
Oh, thank you for asking me questions. Then that's it for me this week. Bye. Hello, Isabel.
Hiya, Maria.
Do you remember when there was far less choice in the supermarkets?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yes, I do. I think years ago, you just go in, get your shopping and come out. But now you just come out with so much stuff you don't need. Like cakes.
Okay. Well, that's not crisps or crisps.
Crisps. Sorry.
No, I'm joking. For me, I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I find that like cereal, there's such a big choice. And to be honest, I tend to have the same thing regularly anyway.
Yeah, so do I. And when I do pick something out that's different than I haven't had before, I don't really like it.
No, but the range is enormous.
I know. I still like good old-fashioned Weetabix and cornflakes.
Yeah, I do like muesli. That's an old favourite.
Oh, yes.
Something I do notice that people have a lot of now is porridge. That's quite popular.
Oh, yes, it is.
Did you grow up with porridge?
Yes, I did. And ready break.
We did. Cereal, definitely. Biscuits, you're right. There's a whole gosh range now.
I know.
Some really fancy ones, really thick ones. Yeah. Yum. So do you think it's good to have such good choice? So there's so many people, because we're all different,
yeah,
can choose what they want. Or do you think there should be less for you?
I think the choice is good. And I think, you know, it's good to have choices, but it's quite nice to have the smaller supermarkets where they don't have so much mm-hmm. choice. So if you want to do a quick shop, you can get in and out quickly.
Yeah. I just want to say that you can go in, just get the thing you want and come out again.
Because I find when I go in those big supermarkets with aisles and aisles of lots of different stuff, I could be wandering around for about an hour.
And you tend to look, don't you? Although you don't yep. buy it, you sort of think, oh, that's new. Oh, I haven't seen that before.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what they want us to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think I waste so much time. I just send the hubby in to do the shopping.
Oh, no. Well, I shop with my husband. We both do it.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
If I went with my husband, I'd go, what about this?
Oh, he would.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, mine does. I think that's a little trait of that, isn't it? And I think, do we need that?
I go. And I just think, oh, it just wastes so much time.
Hmm.
It's not, I don't find it enjoyable at all.
Oh, I must ask you then, do you write a shopping list?
No, should
I do. I always do.
If I'm only going in for one thing, I always say I'm only going to go in for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I come out with a trolley load.
There you go. I'd love to come shopping with you.
Honestly, I was just going to think, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I'd get that thing. Oh, I'll get that thing.
So it works, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes.
Their promotions and what they do in the supermarkets definitely gets you to buy so much stuff.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got married, I'd go down the market to get the fruit and veg.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd go into the butcher's to get the meat. And then I'd go into the supermarket just to get some tins.
Yeah.
And that's all that I ever got.
Yes.
So,
mind you, I do like the supermarket can offer, as you say, food, household goods.
goods, clothes.
Yeah, that's true.
It is very convenient, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Jolly good.
All right, then.
I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, time for a WWE thing, but not the highlight of the show, no. I'm going to talk about something different. It's called the WWE Mixed Tag Challenge. It will be on the January 18th, live on Facebook. It will team a male and female superstar, you can tell by mixed tag, and, you know, both male and female in a tag team. The winning team will win $100,000 for the chosen charity, which is quite interesting. I wonder what they're going to pick. And there'll be each team from each both Raw and SmackDown Live. These are the teams that are in the tournament. From Raw, we have Alexa Bliss and the Monster Among Men, Braun Strowman. And SmackDown, we have Charlotte Flair and the glorious Bobby Roode. And next to Raw again, we have Sasha Banks and Finn Balor. And back to SmackDown Live, we've got two of them here. Lana and Rusev, they both have been alive. Duh. And another have been alive couple, we've got Naomi and one of you, though, Jimmy Uso. Okay, go back to Raw for four more. The other, Nia Jax and Apollo Crew, which is one very odd team, I would say. We've got the Empress of Tomorrow, the undefeated Asuka with the Miz. Ugh, God. And nextly, we have Alicia Fox and the Crafty Goldust. They're not going to win. I guarantee those two are not going to win. Bailey and the Drifter Elias. And lastly, the last three from SmackDown Live, Natalya and the Rock, the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura. Nextly, we have Becky Lynch and Sami Zayn, who turned heel recently. And the last one, Kamala, and one of the New Day, which was actually voted, Big E, which is very interesting. I think all these lot, I would say, like the and Braun Strowman going to win, because, you know, Braun Strowman, the number one man, you can't beat him. So that is it from the Dragons in Georgia. Goodbye from Livia, Mayhee, Connor, Oscar, and myself, James. Have a good week, and make sure you're listening next week.